The views and beliefs expressed in this podcast are personal opinions of the contributors and do not reflect the official beliefs of Gone Wild Audio, GWA Backstage, or any other subreddit. Thank you for listening.
Hello, I'm This Guy Eli.
Hello, and I am Marith Witt.
Hi, I'm Tom Banter, and this is... What is this?
It's the fifth ring of hell for you.
A podcast.
This is our little multi-participant backstage meta podcast that we're trying out.
We are the Fapcast.
We do not come from a place of authority. Well, Marithwin does. She is a mod. We come from different backgrounds, performing, writing, film, theater, and we're all participants on Gone Wild Audio, and we are also friends, and we're really stupid people, so we thought we would get together and take some sex quizzes and discuss the community. So there you have it. The first thing we're going to do today, we are taking the ultimate crazy kinky sex discovery quiz. All right, the first question is, how often do you prefer to have sex? And the options are 3 to 5 times a week, 5 to 7 days a week, 1 to 3 times a week or less, or several times a day. Ladies first.
I generally prefer to...
Go ahead, Eli.
Oh, no, sorry. I was just...
He's more of a lady than me, so...
Yeah, I was giving... Miri, how would you answer this question?
How would I answer this question?
I'm so glad to support you in your womanhood and allow you to go first. And in order to help you with that, I'm going to allow you to speak, you know, like, cause it's very important for your voice to be heard, you know? So instead of me just talking on and on, like some sort of, you know, just like a man, you know, like a man would do, I feel like, it's definitely,
Mary, he's
definitely
not done explaining. Go on, Eli.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of, I was trying to be nice to you.
It's
kind
of rude of you as a woman.
I was trying to support all my...
Mary, how would you answer this?
5 to 7 days a week.
Wow. Jesus Christ. Okay.
Hey, I mean, she hears that Tickle Me Elmo and she is gone.
We're not even going to explain that. Like,
that's an inside joke.
We can find out later. Eli, do you have a? Does your answer differ?
No. I'll put out for as much as somebody needs, I guess.
5 to 7 days a week for Eli. I would do it. I'm somewhere between 1 to 3 times and 3 to 5 times, depending on the week. I don't want to have sex all the time because then it gets boring. Like. I'd rather like be something like special.
Yeah, but the thing is that you have a personality and you're more than just a penis, and I am not.
Okay, you need, that's not true. So
you are more than just a penis. You have hair
on my penis.
Sorry, that was funny.
Have you ever had sex with more than one person within 24 hours? The options are yes, no, but it sounds like fun, and no, I don't want to do either.
Wait, like not have sex with one person in 24 hours and not have sex with more than one person in 24 hours? I don't get this.
I think they mean no, and I don't want to either. It's a yeah. It's a yes for me. Yes, I have. What about for you guys?
Well, ladies
first,
Eli.
He said,
Eli,
guys,
so
he
go
said
ahead.
Guys, Miri. Okay, he said guys. Okay, I have not, but I'd be open to it.
Yeah, no, but it does sound like fun.
Right.
Have you ever... Look at the picture.
The picture doesn't make sense. You need to describe the picture.
The question is, have you ever rimmed your sexual partner, and then in parentheses, eating out your partner's ass? And then it's got like some dude that looks like Urkel, like tonguing a peach.
And the peach has been superimposed over the photo.
Yeah,
by the way.
Peach is giant.
Oh, it's there's a Shutterstock logo way down at the bottom.
This is a quiz of quality.
Well, no, I haven't. There you go.
But would you like it?
I probably wouldn't. I don't know. Like, I've never done it. That's the thing.
The next one is, has a sexual partner ever rimmed you?
You want to describe that picture?
Well, this one's actually awesome.
I mean,
it's
this one is relevant. It looks like the grapefruit lady.
What if it is the grapefruit lady?
The art style makes me think of Archer, if you've ever seen Archer.
Yeah, it does look like Archer.
Yes. Wait, Eli didn't answer the last one, did he?
Oh, yeah. Have you ever rimmed anyone, Eli?
No, I haven't.
And the next one is, have you been rimmed? Yes, I have.
No, I haven't.
And it felt fucking awesome. It's like fucking worship everything. Have you ever had cyber sex? I like the first option is, yes, gosh, it was so awesome. Or no, but I would consider it, and no, that was weird.
I have.
Yeah, me too.
Way too many times.
Who hasn't roleplayed before? Have you ever had phone sex? Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
This is like quite vanilla. Has your partner ever watched you have sex with someone else? Yes, and it was hot. Yes, but did not enjoy it. No, but I want them to see. No, but I want them to see. No, but would consider it if my partner wanted to. And no, it's not my thing.
Not gonna lie, I kind of want to answer it. No, but I want them to see, purely because of how you said it.
I want you to look. I'm gonna say no, but would consider it if my partner wanted to. What about you, Eli?
Never done it. Not my thing.
What is your ideal threesome scenario?
Two guys, one girl.
I I like both.
Saddest hand job.
I mean, both
ever
can be fun. Assuming this is like anonymous and like you don't know any of them, would you pick one, or would you still be neither? I'm not into it.
Oh, I'm into it.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Why is there a Chinese finger trap?
Have you ever been part of a Chinese finger trap? And the parenthetical is one guy having sex with her from behind while she blows another guy.
That's not what that's called, and that's never.
Why
what
is that called
a
Chinese finger trap?
They're not stuck.
I think they had to use the picture, and they're trying to define using
that
the
is,
picture.
That is the opposite of what a Chinese finger trap is. In this case, the finger trap is the one that's stuck.
They're talking about a spit roast, people.
Yeah.
Yes. I'm moving on. Let me know when you guys are ready.
Have you ever watched another couple have sex?
I totally just want to say yes, accidentally, just because it's worded so oddly.
I'm going to say no, but it sounds like fun.
Actually, I mean, not start to finish, but I have.
I know you've walked in on stuff before, so.
Yeah.
Have you ever had sex while having your period or while your partner was having their period?
Yeah. The last thought answer.
Yes, and I finger paint with it too, bitch. Get that blood all over your face, boy.
Ooh, we gotta put some watermarks on you, girl. Yes. Have you ever role played during sex?
Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Have you ever made a sex tape with a partner? I have never done this, actually. No.
I actually, okay, so I actually,
I would consider
for
it,
real.
Though.
I for real want to make like a full on sex tape with my partner and even have like friggin' chapter headings about like which sex acts it is and stuff like that. Like, I want to go to that fucking level with it.
I'll edit it for you if you want.
Oh, that's so sweet.
I'm a filmmaker.
That's fantastic. Aw. This is true friendship, people.
Right. Yeah, I'll edit my friend's porno. Oh God, I got my answer. Okay.
What's your answer?
I said I got mine.
Okay, I got super freak.
He's a super freak.
Did either of you get super freak?
Nope.
I'm actually offended by mine.
Okay, so she did not get super freak. All right, so super freak. You are so kinky that you can make porn stars blush, and Rick James would bow down to you. You probably keep a duffel bag with sex toys and a blow-up doll in your car for just in case, don't you? There is nothing you won't try, and you live your sex life to the fullest. That is mostly true. Who wants to go next?
Wait, you have a blow-up doll in your car?
I said mostly. No,
that blow-up doll's not allowed to leave the house. It's in chains in the basement.
Please. If I was going to get a sex doll, it would be one of those like bougie ass Japanese dolls that cost a fortune. I'm gonna go all out
with an interchangeable genital area.
Must
get a dick on there that does circles and shit.
It must.
It lights up and plays music.
And what'd you get?
I thought Eli was answering.
It doesn't matter.
He was literally talking to you. Why would what did you get transfer to me? I got kinky and freaky.
Ooh.
Says you would like to have fun and you have no problem eating sushi out of someone's ass.
What the fuck?
But it also doesn't say ass, it says arse. Because reasons. That just makes me think that it's
is that all it says?
Yes, that is literally all it says.
That's all it says.
Wait, at what point did we answer the question, would you eat sushi out of someone's ass?
They're just inferring based on his...
Which is funny answers. Because I literally answered no to both of the rimming questions.
Like, Eli answered the most conservatively, I believe, out of all three of us. I don't understand how he got that answer.
Well, in which case, I don't understand how I got very vanilla. I'm actually offended by it. I have two dressers with just sex toys in it. I have a freaking like roadie case with a tremor in it. And then about a quarter of my closet is just lingerie and sexy costumes. So like, I'm offended by this thing.
What does it say?
You are not nearly as wild as you would like to think you are. In fact, pretty dull. Go buy some toys, have a couple of flings, and spice it up a little. Again, I have two fucking dressers of toys. What else could I get?
You fucking prude.
I know, right?
Mary, I think the topic that I wanted to talk about next, I think you might have some more insight on, and it's script writing and scripts in general, and specifically how writers write scripts versus how performers write their scripts. And I know that you've seen a few scripts from me. I don't know who else is, if you've seen any other performer scripts, but how would you describe the way that you write scripts, or how script writers write scripts in general, and how it might be different from how like a performer would do it?
I'm not going to get into format simply because most of us have to like eventually post on Pastebin, and that doesn't really let you do much. So not going to even focus on that. I think the biggest difference that you have between a performer writing their own scripts versus a writer writing a script for a performer is the fact that as a performer, you know what you can do, you know how you can push yourself and push your creation and whatever you're doing. So you're able to, especially with Tom in particular, get very specific with how you want things, especially in the directions and in the sound aspect of your scripts. As a writer, I think I said it to Eli once, I actually have three things in my head when I'm writing, and I have to actually be cognizant of the fact that I'm putting my script out into the world to go find its place. And a part of that is I can't get insanely specific, because if I've even put in some directions just so the performer knows what I was thinking of to inform their performance, and then had people been like, well, I can't do this, it's too technical. Right. So it's you have to be very cognizant of that fact.
Right. Yeah, no, I do agree with that. With the, like what you were saying about how once you have something in your head and you kind of design it that way, no matter what anybody else tries to make of it, you just have to kind of write what's going on. Otherwise, you know, it just doesn't work for you, even if you may not think that other people are going to catch it. And at the same time, like I'm a lot with I agree with Tom's where, like, as a performer, the way we write is very much tailored to how we are going to perform it, and to the way that we do things, as opposed to the way that, like, the story, I guess, or the actions would naturally go. It's very much tailored to the way that we ourselves would take the performance. And for me specifically, when I'm writing, I write every single, like, expletive and word and gasp and moan into the script so that I can kind of formulate where I'm going with it. And then obviously, you know, still have little bits of improv here and there when it feels better in the moment. But for me, I get very down to every second in writing my scripts and trying to make sure that they are as intricate as I can make them, because I'm a potato and I need all the direction I can get.
Yeah, and the thing is, because I just write scripts, I don't perform my own work, because
which
reasons.
Is a crime.
Who wants to hear my, like, fucking that time at Bandcamp voice? Like, come on.
I mean, both of my hands are up, so.
But yeah, like the big difference I see, even just looking between, like, my script and a performer's script, is I'll put in less detail, but I also do another thing where if I've noticed, because as I've written and I hear interpretations by different performers and different types of performers, I'll put in kind of some of my notes are just sort of like where you'd be at in the scene. Some of my notes would be like timing, because I have noticed that if you have a section in particular, oral sex, if you have a section of that and you're like, if my direction is put in moans and sighs and licks and applicable noises between the words, if I do that, what's going to come back is very, very short. And right. And it's something where I'm like, but that's not realistic. So I think you saw this with Eli, saw this with Period Juice, where I tend to, for Cunnilingus, for example, is I'll put in the following is a timing guide. You can
30 seconds of Cunnilingus, 20 beats, 20 beats on that clip per minute.
You can choose to follow it or you can choose not to. And the reason why I do that is because I've had previous scenes where I'm just like, dude, 10 seconds is not enough.
Right.
Like, I don't care where she's at. 10 seconds is not enough. Like, I gave you 10 fucking lines to say and you did it in 10 seconds. It's not long enough. So there's that aspect of it that I do. And then also it's I won't put in over specific stuff, mainly because I kind of expect the performer to have their own interpretation, and it's awesome when you're both on the same page. It's not so awesome when they're completely, they don't get it. And that's where I can see where more explanation would be needed. But like I said, when I do that, it tends to turn a lot of performers off because they think that they can't do it. Mm-hmm. So you have to become a bit more general in the directions that you give as overall. And that's the major difference I find between a script writer writing a script versus a performer writing a script, because y'all know how you perform.
It helps when you have a background in performance, and like for me, for example, a background in stage performance, because when you read a script that you're going to perform on stage, everything is guidelines. The only things that matter are the lines that the director gives you. The blocking is necessary, but improvising little bits of blocking are not going to break everything about the show. And when it comes to timing, everything is flexible. Everything has a direction, but everything is flexible. So when you know, I read the script and I see, hey, 50 seconds, get to work. It's like, I mean, sure, but I'm not going to start a stopwatch.
Yeah, no. and the expectation is not there. Well, it's like, for instance, if I use the example of, actually, there's two really good ones. The Neighbor Part 1 and The Demon. And The Demon, in case you don't know, Neighbor Part 1, Eli did, and The Demon, Tom did. Big example of interpretation was, I think in Part 1, I just said something like, oh, you're gonna bump into her as she's finishing her jog. And Eli's interpretation of that was to actually put in, so what the listener's hearing is jogging music and the sound of jogging on pavement. And then, oh, hi, is actually being blocked by the presumed headphones and the music, and then it gets turned off later. That I didn't write in because that's something that a lot of people would look at and be like, oh, I can't do that. That's too technical. But the fact that Eli did it is really fucking cool. And I heard that and I was like, this is the best fill ever. That's not even 30 seconds in. And then with Tom, I think in The Demon, there's this whole part where it's like, she goes and gets a box, comes back and opens it up, and sulfur is mentioned in the dialogue. That's it. He took it to like have this whole like soundscape, like the gates of hell are opening up. And like there's like this match going on, and like, and he's, and I think I wrote in, he's screaming this. Well, he did this whole scream thing and then like this warp on it, and then all of a sudden this laughter comes in and the demon voice jumps over, and I was just like, oh shit, this is a pro. And again, that's something where I can't write that in, part of it being because I don't know what's possible for the performer. And the other part of it being like, always, 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 I keep coming back to this. It's, you don't want to turn someone off of your script. So, but both of those are like just prime examples of, it's awesome when the performer gets it and then steps it up. And that's kind of like the ideal script for script fill for me as a writer, is a performer not just making it their own, but stepping it up beyond what I thought would be technically possible.
I want to talk about oversaturating. And
not
this is
color
like when
in
you...
pictures.
Yes, over too many hues. Posting more than once in a day, and this is mostly for like for performers. So posting more than one audio in a day, and or posting more than 2 days in a row, do you think it matters? Does it hurt the performer in any way? And is it annoying for the community? So what do you guys think?
I think it depends on the level of cross-posting you're doing.
So let's say you're only posting to GWA.
Oh, then like you have so many people posting on there, it's probably not gonna matter. I think the place where it's gonna matter most is your personal fan base. But I'm not a performer, so I think Eli should take the reins in this one.
Eli, what do you think?
I mean, I'm not a performer either. I think that it is I think that it is a waste for you and for your followers to post more than once in say a day, I guess. Because one, you're wasting material that you could use later, because the people that are going to, I mean, it's really a time thing, in that people only have so much time to consume your content in the first place. If you're posting multiple things in a row, you're not the only person people are listening to. People are going to go listen to other people's stuff. They don't want to just listen to yours. They have TV shows to watch, movies to watch, video games to play, work to do, lives to live. They're not just going to sit there and listen to your stuff all day and go one after another if you just keep posting. And on top of that, you're wasting the material, because then you can't use that in the future. You can't space everything out and have a wealth of valuable content. Because if you're just posting a bunch of shit right away, you can't use that stuff anymore. You've used that idea, you've used that concept, it's done. And not that you can't come back to something and adapt it, but you're effectively done with that content. And now that it's out there, and people are very much also in the moment. If you look at a lot of your, at least from my experience, both with, like, I have a YouTube channel that I do, and I used to stream on Twitch, and I have these audios, and I used to have other audios. People don't go to your old stuff. They consume the new things. It's very rare for people to actually go through and watch a lot of the older things. And I feel like it's, one, just because, again, people don't have the time. They're going through all of the new things from everybody else as well. But also because I feel like subconsciously a lot of people understand that it's going to be lesser quality. So they're not going to go and you know, take those experiences that aren't necessarily going to be as valuable to them. So for me, I think it's a waste. It does nothing for me. And for someone like me, where I put a decent amount of time into my work, it's a lot of effort to then just vomit it all out in one day. I mean, I have other things I'm doing. I have other voiceover work I'm doing. I have a full-time day job. It's just not valuable to me to post multiple things in a day.
Eli's perspective is that it's not a good idea. Don't do it.
Sorry. TLDR, it's not worth it. Don't do it. Nobody wants it.
Don't do it. I generally agree. I will do something like post a ramble and then post an actual, like, audio later on in the same day, but I won't post anything else. And I won't post two audios in the same day. Yeah, so I think we're in a agreement on that. I'd like to know your thoughts on ramble faps versus scripted / performed audio. And I'm gonna say not ramble faps that turn into like improv, because I consider that performance. I'm just talking about straight up like jerking off into the microphone. Are there enough now that, like, we could get our own Ramble Fap sub? Because there are people who love them, and there are so many of them, that could they get a dedicated sub, and would it matter? And what are the implications of that? Miri, I'm going to ask you this first.
So we're not including, like, you're fapping and improvising. We're just saying, like, no, this is you masturbating and we're happening to hear you.
No
masturbate.
Performance at all. Yeah, you're just talking to the mic.
Okay, so from a personal perspective, I require plot to listen to you talk. So I don't I like, if I want to listen to somebody fapping, I can get that in real life. I'm sorry. Sorry. I'm looking for plot. That's from a personal perspective there. I follow certain performers. Like, so when I first found GWA, I was waiting for a temp agency to assign me. So I needed something to do while I was waiting. And that happened to coincide with the time I found GWA. So I went scrolling on through and I found people who I actually liked listening to. And so today what that turns into is I can really, really quickly listen to about the first like 15 seconds of an audio and be like, no, yes. And the people who I like, it's but
the first 15 seconds of all of my audio is just setting the tone.
And that's where you're going to get me is in setting the tone. That's where that's you're selling me. That's where you're selling me right now on your audio.
So the question, the ultimate question is it time that Rambles get their own special sub? Like, are there enough of them and enough fans of them that Ramble Faps could get their own sub?
From a business perspective, I'm a person who likes things organized a certain way. I like to go somewhere that is my umbrella, and then I like to distill down from there. So from an organizational perspective, that's why GWA tends to be the subreddit. That's the gateway to all of the other ones that are more specific. So can it work as an additional subreddit? I absolutely think it can. I think it should. That's why, to me, it's very important that on GWA, the sort of these are our friends, these are our friend communities, it's very important that that be kept up to date, right. Because it is the gateway subreddit to all of these other places. So I think it should be included there. For people who are rabid fans of this genre, they would probably appreciate just being able to scroll through a subreddit that is entirely RambleFap. I would imagine that it would save them time.
But, and I think there's a lot of them, actually.
Yeah, but from the same end, I'm kind of like, you could also go to GWA and filter by RambleFap. Although I will say I personally find that sometimes those filters are not accurate and don't work. So,
well, and you could filter anything. If you wanted to.
Exactly. So it could work either way to me. It's just I'm not a rabid consumer of RambleFap, so I don't know the major debate around it.
Eli, did you have an opinion on this, or should we move on?
I have no legitimate opinion on it. I mean,
Okay.
What's your personal opinion? Just preface it with, this is your personal opinion.
My personal opinion is that they are both valid, and if they want to make another subreddit specializing in those, then that there's an audience for it, apparently. But I don't think that it's that one or the other is inherently better.
What about you? Then,
is it time? Yeah, I think they could get their own sub. I think that they could get their own sub, and it would do better than some of the other subs that we are friends with currently. To be honest, I think they're wildly popular, and that they could totally get their own subs. And I think in giving Rambles their own sub, they could morph and evolve and challenge. There could be more challenges and things like that. And there's like a little sub community of people that just love listening to Rambles and Ramble Faps specifically. And I think that it's not there. It wouldn't give them the opportunity to grow if they just stayed on GWA, but it would be up to the sub community of RambleFap lovers to go ahead and create, you know, another sub. So I think that it's time that they got their own special sub. Yes, but I'm not suggesting that anyone make it unless they are invested in it. So that's my opinion. Okay, so the next topic is Gone Wild Audio Gay and Gone Wild Sephir.
Which you didn't know about till I told you.
What is Sephir?
But it's on the friends list now.
Good. So it should be.
It's the so Sephir is the lesbian subreddit.
Okay.
I think LGBT subs are important because for male performers there's a huge amount of brigading that happens. As if you're a male performer, you know that as soon as you post something, it gets downvoted immediately by just horny guys that don't want to listen to other guys. And they downvote you, they downvote the comments that people are posting, and it's up to your fan base to pull your number back up. And in some cases, I've seen there's been like open like belligerence that mods have had to step in and fix. but like in general, I think it happens whether it's M sub, M dom, or not even labeled. As long as it's M for F, especially M for M, it gets brigaded against. And then there's the topic of F for F. So F for F is kind of in a dangerous place on GWA because of the majority of listeners being like young adult men, and obviously like lesbian pornography is hugely and wildly consumed by straight men, and I think
and fetishized,
and that's what I was about to say. So for lesbians to make audios about, you know, with a lesbian speaker for a lesbian audience, and it's F for F, it's gonna get fetishized on GWA. So they also need a safe space where it's like the opposite of brigading, but just as toxic. I guess I wanted to ask, like, how do we include these subreddits so that they become more popular and circumvent the brigading? Because I know that there's still some, like someone will post an M4M on GWA, for example, and not on GWAG. And I'll notice that it'll get upvoted a little bit, but I don't think a lot of people realize that there is a gay subreddit or a lesbian subreddit. And how do we help people find those places where they can, you know, they can hear the audios that are for them? And one thing that I do is that I don't post my M4Ms on GWA anymore. They are specifically on GWAG, because that is the subreddit that belongs to the sub community of people who consume those audios. And a week later, I will cross post. I won't repost, but I will cross post my GWAG audio to GWA. And sometimes it does well, sometimes it doesn't. That's one thing that I do. I don't know. I'm only one person though. Eli, as a fellow creator, what do you think?
I always love it when Eli starts on the mic.
Okay. I agree that they do need the exposure that they deserve, because there are how many fucking thousands, millions of people in the world that identify that way. That's the word I was looking for. That identify that way, and they deserve to have their own spot, their own, you know, it's a funny idea that they are being almost cordoned off into their own zone, but the fact that the content is curated for them and towards yes. them, kind of makes up for that in my, you know, morality, I guess. I think that it's kind of hard to necessarily shine a light on those subs, aside from, say, if you do decide to, like you were saying, where you don't make a secondary post, you cross post it, because then you're mm-hmm. effectively forcing people to go to that subreddit to get the content. You're just advertising it in another one. I think that's great. I also think it's admirable that you only post your M4Ms on GWAG, because that's in effect where they belong, but you are still giving the people in GWA the option to consume that content, because there are, as you said, many people that don't know that GWA exists, and that's a doorway for them right there. That's an open door welcoming them into that sub. Honestly, at this point, aside from that sort of advertising that the performers themselves can do, really the only way to point people in that direction would be for the sub itself to make some sort of change, having some sort of, you know, post at the top, I guess, a link, like a linked, a pinned post or whatever, that directs people towards that sort of cultured content. There is the sidebar that has the, hey, these are the options for filtering, you know, specifically M for M, M for F, F for F, blah, blah, blah. And then they have the partners or brother, sister, whatever they call, friends.
The friends.
That are useful, but for someone like me who doesn't consume the content while sitting in his computer, I consume it on my phone. Those are not easily accessible.
The sidebar?
Yes. You have to find them.
That is a good point. That is a very good point.
And I'm not sure the volume of people that consume on PC versus the people that consume on their phones or tablets or whatever. But for someone like me who consumes the content, I'm basically just scrolling through a list right there and then. You can filter the stuff. It's not super convenient or well laid out. So I generally don't. Because what is the point of masturbating? Instant gratification. And so I just scroll for the stuff that I'm looking for right there and then. So it's definitely... There's definitely a lot of small road bumps to get over to actually...
I agree with you that the sidebar is not accessible on mobile. Mm-hmm. And actually, the mobile app, and I have an iPhone, so mm-hmm. I don't know what it's Same. Like on Android... But the Reddit app on, at least on iPhone, has some hiccups on it. So there's things that that are like breaking on there, and it's a good point that you can't see the sidebar on the mobile device. I didn't even know
how to get to it for the longest time. I saw it on PC and I was like, oh cool. And then on mobile I was like, it doesn't exist. It's just not an option. Won't even bother looking right. for it.
Now a sticky post though might. If they mirrored the sidebar, not just mentioned certain places, but if they mirrored it and like actually kept a post that was sticky that said, you know, for mobile users, these are friends of GWA, I think that would be a good idea.
Yeah, right. It would.
So I only had two more things. I had...
Aw, you don't get to hear my opinion. That's great.
Oh, okay. You had an opinion? Go ahead. So Mirthwin is the one who found Saphir. Like I think we were talking one day and she was like, is there a lesbian subreddit? And I'm like, I've never heard of one. And she found it. So you're actually the one that, you're the only reason I know it exists. Yeah. I didn't know it existed.
There's yeah. also, and this was very recent, there's also a trans one too.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah. I don't think it's in the sidebar yet. But yeah, no, I think a sticky post would really solve a lot of issues with mobile users. With Saphir, and actually, you know what, with when we're talking about lesbians at all, there is historically and even currently today this rampant fetishization that, yes, exists among towards gay culture from straight women, but is kind of exemplified from straight men to lesbians. And to that end, I actually do see it as a very important safe space, if you will, that they have their own subreddit, because you're right. The like I posted a I think it's called the Noble Cuckold, where it was an experimentation in this concept of noble male submission combined with a cuckold scenario. I got 3 downvotes the second I posted it. Just like, and that wasn't even M for M, that was M for F. But the second I posted it, it was like I got 3 downvotes. It went up afterwards, but like I was just like, I know how long that script is. How the fuck did you read that thing in 2 minutes? So I can only imagine what it's like when you're dealing, because M for M, that's come up in backstage quite a bit, where new male performers, especially if they're doing male submissive scripts, they will yeah. instantly get downvoted. And that's a big issue. That's to the same end is just as negative as over fetishization. So I think it is very important to have these kind of safe space subreddits and also to promote them. And I think that Eli's idea of like the stickied, or was it Tom's idea? I don't know.
It was Tom's idea.
Yeah, of the sticky thing would really contribute to that. Directing more traffic there is important, but it also has to be done carefully, because you don't want it to turn into something where it's like, how fucking dare this exist? They shouldn't be here. And then you end up with brigading on those subreddits.
I think that's something that we would have to address when it comes up. I don't think we have the energy to worry about that, like to circumvent that. I'm not sure if we can even we even can.
With the anonymity of Reddit and how easy it is to make an account, they do have the small roadblocks of like your comments that you post in the first 24 hours are invisible. And like you, as far as I know, like you can't actually post anything within the first like short while of making an account.
I know that there is a community for Gunwild Audio Gay on Discord, and it is alive. There's discussion on there daily. So I know that the community is alive. And when we're talking about like promoting things like that, I know that Gunwild Audible recently had, I think, was it for September? They're like celebrating LGBT. They're inviting everybody to post queer audios. And I posted an audio on Audible for the event. But I'm wondering if the Audible team, if they could get in contact with whoever is running, you know, the gay and the Saphir forums, because I'm not sure if those people are alive, if they could have organized it so that more traffic would have gone to those subreddits. I don't know. What do you guys think?
I think there definitely needs to be more communication between the mods.
Between subs?
Yeah, I really do. We're seeing that a bit more right now between Backstage and Audible and GWA, which is nice. But it would be also nice to kind of be including the other, I guess, more specialized subreddits. You know what I mean? Like they should be included as well, because they're part of the family there for quality control as well as support.
Yeah, I agree. And then if you're listening, leave a comment. And if you think that there's a good idea that was presented here, if there's like an idea that we haven't even mentioned, I think it's good that the community starts talking about this. And if you have an idea about anything, we talked about Ramble Faps today. We talked about oversaturation, and we talked about how to write scripts and scripting from different perspectives. Leave a comment on what you think. The writing challenge is going to happen mandatory anyway, because it will take a week for us to do it.
Dude, homework during the pandemic?
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my god.
Dad!
So
the
writing challenge is that we will challenge each other to write/perform a story, and it has to have a mandatory theme or genre, contain a specific prop, which we will randomize, and a specific sex act must occur. And we will listen to them on air next week. 3 to 5 minutes. That's it.
Also, we're writing a script, right? You said? And then you said we're listening to them. So are you saying that Miri is going to make an audio?
Oh yeah, Miri, how are you with audio?
I'm shit with it. You're gonna get the weirdest fucking thing ever.
We get to finally hear Miri with an audio.
You're gonna get me going like, oh my god, have you come yet?
Just oh my on. God, are you gonna oh come? Are you gonna go home god. To your mother?
Fucking hell.
That's what it's gonna be, and you're gonna be happy with it.
The improv game was, we go to a random plot generator, draw straws, then two of us have to act out the plot that comes out.
You're forcing me to dust off my improv skills that I haven't used in like 10 years.
I mean, it's also been several years for me.
Fuck.
Okay, so Miri's first, and her partner is Eli. Okay.
Wouldn't it be funny if it paired me with myself?
It would be, actually.
So what genre do we want? Drama, fantasy, mystery, romance, or sci-fi? Should we stick with romance? Dude, or?
Let's go sci-fi.
Okay. And, okay.
Oh, that first one was great.
Okay, a paranormal investigator who is well-meaning meets a space princess who can be a stick in the mud.
I'm feeling very attacked right now.
I am feeling very space princess right now. Let's fucking do this.
It's a steampunk story about psychological manipulation. It starts off by a black hole with the sentence, "What a surprise it was to open the door and come face to face with the Lord of the Galaxy."
Lady of the Galaxy, come on.
So who's she playing is, who?
Well, you were chosen first, so you get the top one, and I was chosen second, so I get the bottom one.
I'm not strong enough to be a protagonist.
What?
This okay, is fine. Your time to shine, girl.
Okay, fine. You're gonna outshine me. Should we be doing this on Twitch?
No. Do you hear the music?
Nope.
Yes.
Oh, it's because I have your stream muted.
What was the opening line?
What a surprise it was to open the door and come face to face with the Lord of the Galaxy.
Lady, please.
What a surprise it was to open the door and come face to face with the Lady of the Galaxy.
Oh, heavens, darling. You don't have to flatter me.
Okay, like, seriously, though, we need to leave. There's a black hole.
Yes, and it's mine, darling. This is my galaxy. Therefore, that is my black hole. Why should I leave?
Because it's gonna destroy everything. I told you this. I've been explaining this to you for 20 fucking minutes.
Destroy
we need to go.
Everything? Oh my gosh. Well, black is my favorite color. Maybe that would be a nice change of decorations.
How about you stay here and you let me evacuate your people?
That is a great idea. However, I am also one of my people. Actually, I'm the only one of my people because the rest of them were swallowed by that black hole there.
So for the sake of your species thing that you are, because I'm not really sure what's going on under there, you should probably let me rescue you. Just a thought.
Okay, darling, and once you rescue me, I will show you what I have going on down there.
Please don't.
End scene! Okay.
Well, that was the entire plot of Tom's She's Out of This World script. Thank you for coming.
Which was written by Jazz.
Now you don't have to go listen to it. But please do, because it's really good.
Written by Jazz. So Eli, Mary.
Again?
Well, I have to scene partner with both one of you, unless you want to just do one.
Oh, sorry. I didn't see that you were flipping. I thought that you meant it came back with Eli and Miri again.
Oh. It's Eli.
Eli. And?
Okay.
Do Mr. drama. High drama.
Drama?
Okay. High drama.
High
melodrama.
High drama.
High drama?
Okay, so a groomsman who is far from home meets a writer who is rational to a fault.
I have no problem being a writer who's rational to a fault.
It is a family saga story about love and loss. It kicks off in a hookah lounge with someone being accused of a crime.
Mm. Hookah lounge.
Okay, hold on. I need to find drama.
Drama.
Movie drama.
Elvis. Why do you listen to me?
That's a great question.
You said... Oh, here we go. The score from Great Gatsby. You were the top before, so...
I'm the writer who is rational to a fault.
All right, so...
Open scene.
So I'm a groomsman. Okay, so... You, sir, have stolen my car.
That's impossible. I'm inside a hookah lounge.
That doesn't make any sense. I saw you at my hotel room with my keys in my car. You put it in the ignition and then you drove away. Where's my car? I ran here. I'm sorry, I have a wedding to get to.
I'm sorry, sir. I have to stop you there. You saw me in your hotel room put the keys into the ignition of your car?
Why are you so rational to a fault?
I'm sorry, sir, but I'm going to have to press X.
You took the keys.
Out.
Oh my god. You took the keys from my room. Then you walked down the stairs. You put the ignition in the
car. I find this difficult to believe because we don't know each other. So, one, if I was in your room and you saw me, why would you not have stopped me from taking your keys? And second of all, did you follow me all the way from your room, all the way down to your car, watch me put the keys in the ignition, and drive the fuck away, and you didn't say one thing once? You didn't perhaps think to call 911?
No, I didn't think to call 911 because I was running, screaming, you're stealing my car!
Sir, I have a feeling that your case is not going to stand up in court. Good day, sir.
I'm so homesick.
End scene.
Nine, one, one.
This week, we are going to... We need to pick a genre. So, I want to do... soap opera.
A telenovela.
Eli? Yeah.
An HBO high-priced thing that pretends it's not a soap opera.
So
Game of Thrones?
Game of Thrones?
True Blood, just keep naming them off.
Premium cable scripted drama.
Oh, I was going to do telenovela.
Isn't that the same as, that's the same as a soap opera?
No, it's not.
It's entirely in Spanish and everything is over the top, but also then over the top in subtitles?
You can't do subtitles in an audio.
Yeah, you can. You just write it down below.
Yes. All right, well then I'm gonna change soap opera then. So let's do cop procedural. There we go.
All right. Cop medical procedural.
What?
In a firehouse.
That's just all of Dick Wolf, who writes all the Chicago stuff. Yeah.
Chicago Fire, yes, Chicago PD, Chicago
hose.
MD.
I have to arrest this prisoner.
Chicago, yeah.
Chicago ER, and from the producers of Chicago PD comes Chicago Public Service.
Dun dun.
We got telenovela. We need a prop that must be included.
A hatchet.
Flamingo lawn ornament?
Yes!
Why'd you pick a hatchet? Just came to you?
Oh, cause, like, objects in Clue.
Oh, I'm gonna put a muddler.
Tom, I think we need to tell Tickle Me Elmo to start fucking running.
Oh, the hatchet got picked! Oh, shit!
Okay, and a sex act that must happen.
Ooh, I found a really weird one. Give me a second. It's in my list.
God. Eli?
A sex act that must happen. Amazon position.
What is Amazon position?
It's mating press, but the woman's on top.
Wait, what are you using as mating press?
Like, legs up in the air.
That's what that's called?
Yes.
Oh, fuck. I thought it was called something else. Never mind.
I mean, there's another version of it.
So the guy has his legs open?
Yeah.
And the girl's on top.
Yep.
Yeah, the girl's
on top. But not pegging.
Don't ask. No.
No, 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 no. She's fucking that cock.
Yeah.
Okay.
Don't ask me about the physiology of it.
I mean, it works.
Okay. I guess it works.
You have your choice between these two words, felching or frottage.
I'm going to go with frottage.
Felching? No, no.
Holy shit. Okay, Rob has something to tell you. He knows a person who can peg a guy and blow him at the same time.
All right, peg a guy and blow.
At the same time.
Boom. Spinning. All right. So for next week, the three of us will have a story or audio that is a telenovela containing a hatchet where we peg a guy and blow him at the same time. I just heard Eli sigh.
I gotta write this down.
I wrote it down. I have no idea what next week means because we're not on a schedule. But if you liked listening, leave us a comment. Even if you hated listening, yet somehow made it this far to the end, tell us you hate us, please.
If you really want to hate us, listen to Pure and Juice.
Really? We love the attention. Okay, this is Tom Banter.
This is Marithwin.
This guy Eli.
This underscore guy underscore Eli.
Why do you have to point that out? Nobody gives a shit.
Everyone
some
does.
People don't. Some people don't know. If I just say this guy Eli, people aren't gonna find you. So I'm helping you.
Helping.
I'm helping. Just like when you peg a guy and blow him at the same time.
With a hatchet! Oh my god!
Goodbye. Signing off.
Thank you for listening to the Fapcast.